are free indeed. In the meantime, you are molding your face in the image of that which you are beholding. Now you see only the shadow world, but if you believe me and remember my words in your moments of despair, they will support you in your times of trouble. In the 8th chapter of Proverbs, a little child tells us, "In the beginning, when the Lord created the universe, I was beside him as a little child. I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always. He who finds me finds life. He who misses me injures himself. All who hate me love death, for they are in love with this world of death." When you view consciousness, you must see the two relationships, the pure, unconditioned I am and the conditioned I am. Now conditioned, I am aware of being Neville, a speaker and a teacher. Another condition placed upon pure awareness is that of a banker, a lawyer, or that of a thief. These are all conditioned states of being the little child has cast you into, and you are playing your part perfectly. You do not see that little child until the end of the play, at which time you will hold that infant in your arms, and your intense feeling towards him will come forward into speech. In my own case, I said, "How is my sweetheart?" The child calls forth a term of endearment, for when you find that child, you find life. You find he who beside the Lord when he created the world, and you will know that.